Hello, I want to welcome you to the Trucking for Jesus broadcast. God bless you. My name is Chaplain Blondie Gregory, and I pray today that the broadcast will be an encouragement to you. I'd like to pray with you now. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask that you reach down and touch hearts and souls under the sound of my voice, that hearts will be turned to you. And God, I ask specifically that you'll bring a revival to our land, that God, this broadcast will go across the whole entire world as it's played on the radio stations, as it's played on the internet, God, that hearts will be touched and people will come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Let me tell you something, people. The only remedy for sin is repentance and being washed in the blood of Jesus. For the blood of Jesus removes and cleanses from all sin and all iniquity. Today, if you're searching for real peace, if you're searching for real deliverance, you won't find it in the world system. You got to find it in the Lord Jesus Christ. Last week, I talked to you about when the Israelites were down in Egypt, and the Bible says that they were stronger and mightier than the Egyptians. But because the Egyptians were fearful of them, this is what they did. They made them believe a lie. And what they did, they kept working on them until they bought them under subjection to them. And they ended up making the Israelites their slaves, who in all reality was stronger than the Egyptians. But because the Israelites fell under the Egyptian system, they became their slaves. I want to read a list to you that God gave me of the steps that the Egyptians took to make the Israelites their slaves, even though the Israelites were stronger than them. And as I read this list, I want to ask you, does this list sound familiar to you? First off, if you want to bring a nation under subjection to you, you have to cause them to come under fear. You have to make them afraid. And fear, if you break that down, like I said, it's false evidence appearing real. You have to believe a lie. First thing you have to do, you have to make them forget what their forefathers had told them. See, God had told Abram many years ago of what day and what time he would deliver his people. But this system made them forget what their forefathers had told them. And then they had to restrict and deny their worship of their God. Then they had to take away their ways to defend themselves so they would have no way to defend themselves over the Egyptians. Then they had to limit their travel. They couldn't travel but so far. And then they kept them working so hard, they were so tired and weary that they gave in to the system. They became a people who served the government instead of the government serving them. And then they began to demoralize them so they would become more like the Egyptians and not what God had intended them to be. And then the icing on the cake was that Pharaoh was so fearful of the Israelites' babies that he made a law to kill the babies. Before every great move of God, there is attack on the babies. Here, before the children of Israel were to march up out of Egypt, God was deliver them. There was a great slaughter of the babies, of the baby boys. Before Jesus was born, the same thing. Does that sound familiar to you today? Let me read that list real quickly again. You forget what your forefathers had taught you. You're denied and made fun of when you worship God. Your weapons are taken from you. Your travel is limited. You become so tired and weary that you're just working for others and you can never accumulate nothing for yourself. You become demoralized, more like the world system and not godly. And then there's an attack on the little babies. You know what? There's coming a great move of God in our time, and that's the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. History's repeating itself, and we need to be ready for that time. Wake up, America. Wake up, Christians. Wake up, people. It's time we have revival. It's time we go forth and tell people that Jesus is coming soon. Be ready, because he's coming soon. God bless you, and thank you for listening to the broadcast today. I pray you make Jesus as your Savior. Please don't put him off. We are in the end time, and we are in the last days. Thank you for listening.